speak to Curtis Sliva earlier. Of course, Curtis is taking on Fernando Mateo. We'll talk to Fernando, too. And, you know, Bernie's been a fan of Fernando for many years. Not me. I got to know Fernando because it turns out that he frequents a restaurant that's literally two blocks away from my apartment, Café du Soleil. My friend Elaine owns the place. Robert Parchment is the chef. He's a good friend of both of ours, Bernie. And
nice guy.
Yeah, and all of a sudden one day Elaine calls me. He goes, hey, Mateo's here. He really wants to talk to you because he loves you and he listens to you and Bernie. Okay, great. So I started having this ongoing dialogue at that point with Mateo. I mean, a lot of dialogue. I mean, he would text me almost every day. Anytime he was in the newspaper, he would text me his clippings. And that's great. And I love Fernando. And if it wasn't for Curtis Sliva, I would be endorsing Fernando. Bernie, too.
I've watched him and admired Fernando Mateo for many, many years and was pleasantly surprised when he threw his hat in the ring.
We both were.
But I was faced with this conundrum because Curtis is also a great guy. And, well, you know, you have to make a choice.
All is fair in love and war. There are two very good candidates. Certainly we want one of those two to win above and beyond an Eric Adams or, obviously a Maya Wiley. So here we are. We did speak to Curtis earlier. Now let's give Fernando Mateo the same luxury we afforded to Curtis. On the right side, Fernando Mateo. Fernando, Sid, Bernie, how are you, pal?
I'm doing great, guys. Thank you for your endorsement. That's what I like.
Well, we didn't necessarily...
I appreciate it, guys.
Listen, Fernando, we love you.
We love you, too.
But we've endorsed Curtis Sliwa, to be quite honest with you, because we had to pick somebody. We had to pick one of the two.
A few weeks ago. I don't understand, but it's okay. Listen, what's important here is that we get our message out and we let the people know who we are.
So tell us what do you stand for? What differentiates you from Curtis Sliwa as a candidate? You have the floor. Take it away, Fernando Mateo.
Okay. Well, you know, giving him credit, he has spent his entire life in the subways, and that is something that I have to commend him for. You know, he's basically dedicated his life to raising cats and making sure that, you know, they have a life. And I appreciate that as well. And I promise Curtis that when I am mayor, he will be the deputy mayor of all the subways in New York City because he knows that well. So I want to commend him for that. My idea of New York City is having a safer place, a place that we can all survive the shootings, the robberies, the assaults. I've been doing it for 30 years, defending cab drivers and making sure that bodega owners, small businesses, are safe throughout the city. I worked very hard at Rikers Island to make sure that when a prisoner was released, he didn't go back to jail committing more crimes. And the way we deter that is by teaching, training, and finding employment to first-time violent offenders.
Right.
And, of course, in 93, you know, I did Toys for Guns. I got 3,000 guns off the city streets, making the city a lot safer for the Giuliani administration before Mayor Giuliani came in. In fact, Mayor Giuliani gave me $10,000 when he was elected mayor so that we can expand the Toys for Guns program. So I'm very grateful for that. And small businesses, that's what I've done my entire life.
You know, listen, it's funny you bring that up, Fernando, because I did give you credit for that a couple of hours ago. I said, this guy is a great businessman. I don't want to hear he doesn't have experience. Neither did Donald Trump. And Trump turned out to be a great president. So I did give you credit for that, helping out small businesses. And especially now after COVID, we need that help again. There's no doubt about it. But you and I have become friendly. And if we're going to be honest about this now, Fernando, you have to answer this question. The claims, of course, that you help raise money for Bill de Blasio. How you raised it, that's another story. I'm not getting into any of that dirty stuff. But that you are a Bill de Blasio guy, that is the rub on you. What is your answer to that?
You're absolutely right, Sid. You know, I raised money for many candidates. But our president, Donald Trump, raised more money for the Clintons than any other person that I know.
That's true.
And your boss, John Catsimatidis, who's my friend, my idol, raised $50,000 for Bill de Blasio. When you're in business and you have constituents, you have to raise money for both parties. It doesn't matter who the person is. You know, as long as you do it legally and ethically, which I always have done and I always will, there's no problem with that. people understand that. It's only when you lie and you know that Curtis has been a compulsive liar his entire career. That's how he built the Guardian Angels, by saying he was kidnapped by the police department, by saying KKK was sprayed all over his building when he did it himself, by saying he rescued an old lady on the subway and returned $300 to her, and he admitted those were all lies. So we know he's a compulsive liar. But right. Me as a businessman, I need to be able to do what I have to do in order to please my constituents, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Fernando, Curtis's virtues outweigh his negatives, in my opinion. But listen, in fairness to you, you did support President Trump. You've been touting that fact for a long time. General Flynn just came out, who's Trump's NSA guy, for a short time. He came out and endorsed you, did General Flynn. How do you think your support for President Trump will help you in the November general election in New York City?
Well, listen, President Trump, I will make sure that I bring the first Donald J. Trump Presidential Library to New York. Because as a former president, he earned it, he deserves it, and I will make sure that that happens. And I also understand, Sid, why you and Rudy, my favorite mayor, endorsed Curtis, because you all work together. You're in the same office. You live under the same roof, and I understand that.
Well, listen, my mind goes a little further than that, Fernando. I mean, truth be told, when I was down in Miami and trying to get back to New York City, Curtis was one of the guys that stuck his neck out and went to management and said, hey, let's get Sid back. So it goes above and beyond working together. Plus, I love what he did with the Guardian Angels. I love what he does for this city. That doesn't mean I don't respect you. You and I have become friendly, Fernando. You know that.
Yeah, I know that. And I don't have an issue with any of that. You know, Sid, you guys, you know, I've gotten to really appreciate John Katsimatidis. I've gotten to appreciate his daughter, who endorsed me and the Manhattan GOP. Listen, I got the endorsement of the three GOPs, the most powerful GOPs in New York City. Staten Island, I know that I will turn out for me because I've worked it hard enough. I met matching funds, which gave me $2 million to bring my message out there. Aside from the Democrats, I'm the only person that's been able to do it because I have work ethics. I know how to work. I don't have a watch because I get up in the morning, I go out to work, and I don't know what time I'm coming back home. Curtis wasn't able to reach matching funds, which means he doesn't have the support of the people. I want the endorsement of the people. I don't want the endorsement of a few individuals here and there. I want the people to come out and vote for me, and I'm going to work very hard for them. Listen, I'm a New Yorker. I'm a capitalist. I will welcome back the rich. I will make sure that I engage every child, 14 through 18 years old, and make sure they have a job after school. Rather than worrying about cats and litter boxes and how we're going to not euthanize them, I'm worried about kids 14 through 18 that need to get a job after school so that we can make them real people, productive people down the road. Well, those are my concerns, real New York concerns.
Fernando, there's no doubt you'd make a very good mayor, in our opinion, in my opinion in particular. Let's put Curtis aside for a second. Eric Adams is on the front page of the New York Post. They really, really go full-throatedly endorsing Eric Adams. Looks like they might endorse him in November from what I'm reading in the paper. How is it explain to us how you're a better candidate to beat Eric Adams than Curtis Sliwa.
Okay. Eric Adams, once again, is a lifetime politician. He worked. He was a police officer, earned taxpayer dollars for 22 years. I don't think cops really like him because I speak to cops every day on the streets. Eric Adams is my friend. I'm not going to say anything bad about him, but he has never owned a business. He has never employed anyone. He's never met payroll. He's never paid taxes. He doesn't know how to run a business. How's he going to run the largest business in the world, which is New York City? People will wake up with me. I am the only Republican candidate that stands a chance to win in the general elections, and I am dying to debate Eric Adams or any of the Democratic candidates at WABC or wherever it is. I'll debate them every week if we need to, because I have the experience they don't have. Eric Adams is part of the system. As borough president of New York City, He could have created many, many changes in New York, but he did not. He did not stop Bill de Blasio. He did not stop a bad administration. He could have gone out there and opposed de Blasio's policies. He did not do that. All of a sudden, he's going to get that done? Listen, I'm an urban Republican. I come from where Eric Adams comes, and we are going to make this city a much better city when I am elected mayor.
All right.
We're going to turn heads in the general election. I'm the only guy that's going to turn heads. Listen, Sid, there are 2.5 million Hispanics in New York City, 500,000 to 750,000 votes in the general election. They will vote for me, not because I am Hispanic, but because of the work that I have done for New Yorkers and New York throughout the last 30 years. Eric Adams, if you put all the Democrats and throw Curtis in there with his cats in a blender and pour them out, they haven't done 10% of what I've done in the last 30 years.
Have you voted for your, did you vote for yourself yet today?
I voted for myself day one. I didn't want to wait the last minute.
Gotcha.
You know why? Because I'm going to be out on the polls. I'm right now at 5:30 in the morning. I'm in Queens. I'm on my way now to the Bronx. I'll be there. From there, I'll go to Brooklyn. From there, I'll go to Staten Island. And that's how I'm spending my day, on the ground, giving palm cards, shaking hands, and thanking. And by the way, I want to thank Rudy Giuliani for the man that he was. But I also want to remind people that Rudy Giuliani voted for Mario Cuomo, endorsed Mario Cuomo way back when. So let's understand. This is about the person. It's not about the policies.
All right.
It's not about
Fernando. Listen, we do wish you the best of luck. We have become friends, obviously, and Bernie and knows you for a very long time as well, and is a fan of yours. So we do wish you the best of luck today. We had both guys on.
May the best man win.
That's right.
Now it's up to the voters.
That's it.
We'll see.
Had Curtis on at 7:40, Fernando Mateo on at 8:40, and Bernie just said it best. May the best man win.